If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this ninth day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Tom Fogarty of CCR, who is 69. Peppa of Salt and Peppa turns 41. Carl Sagan is billions and millions of years old. Yeah, he's 76. Piano Man was released on this day by Billy Joel and Louie Louie by the Kingsmen in 1963. Rolling Stone magazine, the first publication on this day in 1967. My generation definitely grew up with this. Did you hear about the lady on Wheel of Fortune that got the puzzle right with an apostrophe and the letter L? it was amazing. I'm sure it's either on YouTube or you can Google it. But here's the deal. And she said she knew the answer to the puzzle without even asking for a letter. But when she asked for the letter, she got an L. So she has an apostrophe and an L. And she says, "I'd like to solve the puzzle." And Pat Sajak is going, "I'm sorry." Yes, it is. "I've got a good feeling about this." "Yes, you're right. Ding, ding, ding." Oh, my God. They're all rigged. All those shows are rigged. Last night was a big night in television here in America. And Conan O'Brien came back on. Now, for those of you that don't know, and one of the first person that I ever worked with in radio was Joel Goddard at WMAZ, who was Conan O'Brien's announcer. He actually, in fact, is an announcer for NBC. And so when Conan's show came on, when Letterman left and went over to CBS, when he didn't get the gig at NBC, he became Conan O'Brien's announcer. And you know, the first couple of times I saw the show, I heard Joel. It was a very lively delivery, one that I wasn't accustomed to hearing. And I said, "Well, that's not Joel. That's got to be another Joel Goddard." But no, and indeed, when he started doing on camera stuff, and I saw him. He emceed the first Georgia Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, and so I had a chance to see him. And I hadn't seen him since I was 15 years old. And he didn't remember me. So I made quite the impact on the man. He pretended after a while, because Gary Gunter, the guy that initially, when I was 13 years old and knocked on the door of the radio station and said, "You know, I want to be on radio. I'm not going away." So Gary remembers me. Joel, not so much. Although I get emails from him. I'm on a list when he sends out emails. And because, you know, he's like a superhuman. He's like Mensa. I swear, he's Mensa. So anyway, back to television. So all these people, these pundits are making this big deal out of who's going to win the late night battle. Is it going to be Letterman? Is it going to be Leno? Is it going to be Conan? Because, you know, you got Conan at 11. Is it Jon Stewart, Steve Colbert? What do we do? Who do we choose? You people are idiots in the press. Oh, my God. Do you not realize? I'm sitting here with I got DirecTV, and I'm sitting there. I also got a little DVD machine that'll record off air, and so I can basically record three shows at once, and then watch one live if I want to. And so I don't miss anything. So I got Jon Stewart, I got Conan, I got Late Show with David Letterman. I've got Craig Ferguson that comes on after that, all waiting for me to watch at my convenience. Who wins? We win. I wrote something about this on my Tumblr, but really, this, you know, please, television, get over yourselves. We get to watch what we want to watch. And here's the other thing. If you can't record it, more than likely, you can go to the website of the channel, like CBS or NBC or the cable channel, and watch footage. You can watch what you missed live on television. These people that still think that we're in broadcast age, where, you know, okay, well, once it's out there, it's gone. This isn't going to end until we get rid of all of the 80-year-old television executives, is it? Probably not. We'll see you tomorrow.